Thanks a lot for hitting the download button. This is We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. If you like what you're hearing, follow us on Twitter at We Want Bloodcast. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WeWantPodcast. And if you have a little extra dough, go to WeWantBlood.deco-threads.com for all your We Want Blood swag. A new t-shirt store should be coming soon. We will let you know more about that. And also, we will have a Facebook page up for the Hardcore Roundtable, which is a new show featuring myself, Hack, Christina Pepe, and Matt Canellis, a.k.a. Pods, which will be on pwponderings.com bi-monthly. We'll be talking about everything hardcore. So as you hear, Hack is in traffic coming back from work, hence the windy whatever it is.
Yes.
What is that, heat?
No, I have the heat completely off. That's just road dust.
Road dust.
Yes. Brother to Cody and Star and Gold Dust. I fuck up your joke.
Yeah, road dust. So this will be a little interesting because Hack was here for a part you will hear later in the show with Christina Pepe from the Hardcore Roundtable. I know this.
I know you know this.
I'm glad. Goddamn traffic.
I know.
Anyway, you know the deal. Let's go.
Week after week, I've got an ongoing lecture about the differences in professional wrestling and sports entertainment. I'm not allowed to say pro wrestling. I'm not allowed to say wrestler. I have to say sports entertainment and refer to the wrestlers as superstar. I'm told to deliberately ignore the moves and the holds during the matches so I can tell stories. Well, ignoring the moves and the holds is damn insulting to the athletes, the wrestlers, not the entertainers, who leave their families 300 days a year to ply their craft in that ring.
Independent wrestling is fucking number one in the United States and in Japan, in fucking Europe, in Germany, because the realest motherfuckers are busting their ass and put their fucking heart into this fucking business.
We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. I am your host, Triple X, along with my co-host in traffic via Skype, H Double.
The 184th greatest man who ever lived.
I think I'm going to drop you or raise you a spot just for not being here in Skype.
Why is that?
Because you have like behind. People are going to think you're in a wind tunnel.
Well, people do think I'm not in a wind tunnel. And yes, I'm not sure to do impressions. Impressions of me do not go.
No, they don't.
182.
That's right.
182nd greatest man who ever lived.
Damn, and we're moving up quick.
Yes.
So, let's get to the news, which Hack knows more about the news than I do because I really don't care half the time.
No, neither do I. I just saw the news story. I'm like, hey, this is interesting. Kong supposedly attacked Rebby Sky or Rebby Hardy or whatever.
Yeah.
Her name is
Ribby Sky Hardy.
Yes.
Ribby Hardy Sky, whatever.
So yeah, she got attacked by Kong. Kong got sent home from the European tour. And is Ribby Sky even really relevant?
I don't know. I mean, the only time I remember her, she took on Jessica Havoc in Shine. And Jessica Havoc put her over, and then Ribby Sky never wrestled in Shine that much. Or maybe she did, I don't know. Dave Muscarello probably let me know that about Rebby Sky, but who cares?
Yeah. The only relevant thing she's done is suck Matt Hardy's dick, and that's not something to brag about.
Wasn't she in, oh, she was in Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies.
That's true.
Sucking Matt Hardy's dick.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Full circle. Ah.
It's the circle of dick sucking.
You didn't get the joke. I said it comes in circles.
Oh. Ouch. All right, so the next bit of news. Apparently the WWE roster is mad at The Rock going over.
Oh no, that was Vince that's mad for going off the script.
Fuck the script. This is The Rock we're talking about. Fuck the script. The problem with wrestling nowadays is that like almost every promo is scripted. It's ridiculous.
So, well, what did The Rock going over save us from? Oh yeah, the main event that nobody fucking cared about.
Yeah, nobody gave a shit about that main event. All anybody cared about that main event was for the announcement of the match at Fastlane. That's all anybody cared about.
Yes, get through the match and let us hear the promo.
Yes, it's like WWE's getting better, but they still have dumb shit.
And we do... I just do have to put over SmackDown for a second. It was actually watchable and meant something.
Because of Mauro Ranallo.
And even King is back to being tolerable.
Oh, King is being tolerable finally again. Like, he's being funny again.
Yes, because you have Ranallo who's acting like a complete straight... playing it straight.
And then
I'm
you
gonna
have...
I'm going to drop myself for that because I'm totally playing the straight guy and then I'm like, wait.
I'm pretty sure Ranallo is straight.
Yes.
Ronaldo's basically playing the play-by-play announcer, who is basically unbiased.
Yes.
And then you have Byron Saxton, who's the face guy, and then you have King, who's the heel.
Exactly. Perfect.
And it works. That's a way a three-man booth should work. Not where you have Michael Cole playing, like, the face announcer guy, and then you have Byron Saxton backing up what Cole says. It's like, what the fuck's the point of that?
Yeah, sometimes, Byron, I wish you were a luchador so you could wear a mask.
Oh, man. See, the problem is now, like, there aren't enough heart jokes because, like, you know, all there is Natty, so, like...
No, but there was the Romo joke.
Yeah.
About Roman Reigns.
Romo Reigns.
Romo Reigns.
Oh, my God. Romo Reigns. He's just a loser. Romo Reigns.
Yes.
All right, so... Any other news?
Not really.
Not really.
Well, kind of. Still there until March 1st. But I'm off for 3 days a week. So work two.
This is Hack's promotional shit. Yeah, so that means Triple X is going to get in the gym and get sort of ripped. Not really.
Yep.
I just want to lose some weight. This is the bullshit part of the show.
Dude, maybe we should, like, do a Biggest Loser, We Want Blood style.
That'd be terrible.
That's true.
One, because I don't want to get cut up with barbed wire all the time.
That's true.
I got enough problems. I don't need barbed wire. Oh, okay, in other news, Hack finally saw Straight Outta Compton.
Yes, I did.
Finally. Yes, because I am, how can I put it?
You're a corrupting influence that shows me good shit?
Yes, I am corrupting him with 90s hip-hop. The good shit. Speaking of which, we will have a 90s hip-hop track at the end of the show. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. So. Oh, also, the Pro Bowl happened. If anybody cares.
The Pro Bowl actually happened?
Yeah, there was a Pro Bowl.
Which jobbers won?
Team Irvin beat Team Rice 49-27. I watched about maybe the first series, or the first two series. It was like touchdown, Eli Manning.
Siri?
Yeah, Siri. Siri, whatever the fuck it is. I watched it was a touchdown, Eli Manning to, I think it was the guy, Travis Kelce. And then Russell Wilson threw a touchdown to Julio Jones. And then he proceeded to throw another one, I think. He threw one to Devontae Freeman, I think it is, or the guy from the Texans.
Ah. Owen Daniels?
No, Devontae something.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, the stupid fucking the receiver guy. I think it's Devontae Freeman or Devontae Adams, one of them.
Let me look this up on my phone and die.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea. Don't do that. Don't die.
They insert please don't die chant.
Yes, please don't die there, you know. And and then he threw another one to Todd Gurley, and Todd Gurley, you know, won. He basically ran a 10-yard touchdown in. So, yeah, that was basically the end of that. The NHL had an all-star game in a new format.
I didn't watch it, but I heard positive reviews.
Yeah, 3-on-3s. Basically four teams, I guess, of 3-on-3s. And the two winners played each other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty. So it was like a playoffs.
Yeah. And also, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. Super Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yep, and then football is over with. And then basically we go into the doldrums of who gives a shit. Until, like, you know, the March Madness. And then we really go into the doldrums of who gives a shit.
But luckily you have the 160 shit season of baseball if you're into that shit.
Yeah. Or you have wrestling. Not just WWE. You have your indies and your Lucha Underground. Thank God Lucha Underground's back.
Yo, that's another part of the fucking news I forgot about. Lucha Underground has been signed for season 3.
Yes! Season 3 of the Lucha.
At which... Oh, dude, Lucha Underground. Let's just get into talking about it. Because I'm really excited now. Like, dude... you've heard some of our podcasts when it sounded like Trips and I were about ready to kill ourselves with watching wrestling, except for CZW.
Yes,
most of the time. But yeah, whenever we had to talk about WWE, we just got depressed.
Yeah,
there were. But now that Lucha's back.
Oh yes, Lucha. I had to warm up to it, you know, because I remember I bashed a lot of it. But I had to warm up to it, and I have warmed up to it, and I even love the goofiness.
Because you realized, oh, wait, it's not a wrestling show. It's a show about a wrestling promotion.
Yeah, so you turn left or right?
I'm turning left.
Hex. Yeah, Hex turn signal there.
Actually, I'm merging, but...
Merge, motherfucker.
Merge. Purge.
So where are you going on now?
I just got off the turnpike.
Ah, I was off the turnpike. So you're heading home, finally.
Yes.
Heading on 611.
Good old 611.
Yep, lights, 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 lights.
Lights, lights, lights.
All right, so
lights,
let's get to...
Lights, lights.
Yes. All right, so let's get to the Lucha, Lucha, Lucha Underground.
Oh, fuck, I almost was in a wreck.
Yeah, don't do that. yeah. Don't do the Lucha dance while you're in driving. It does not work.
That's true.
It does not
work. Almost learned that the hard way.
Oh, quick. We also want to wish one of our listeners a happy birthday. Actually, two of our listeners, Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar.
Edgar,
happy birthday.
Edgar
Muniz.
We want blood. Happy belated birthday, and a happy belated birthday to Mr. Brian Stern.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, happy birthday. If you guys have birthday things or we see them and you are listeners, we will give you a happy birthday shout on...
Dude, two of the OGs.
The show, yes. And, of course, you can find the show on the Nerdport on the internet.
Yes.
That's all we need to know. On the Nerdport, on the internet. On the internet. Ronnie always finds that pretty funny.
Yes.
He's like, dude, you can't remember? It's like, no, we can't. We just say on the Nerdport on the internet.
Yes. Nerdport, internet, money.
There you go. Money. You got it. You're over. All right. So let's talk about Lucha Underground. We start off with a Vampiro promo package. Basically, he's in an asylum.
Yes.
And they're talking about releasing him. And he has this whole dream of like where he basically kills the doctor and everybody goes nuts. And then he's like, yeah, I can do that, bro.
Yes.
And we're wondering who he's going to get picked up by. We find out it's Matt Stryker. So apparently that whole stay away from the thing that, you know, brings these thoughts out of you. Yeah, not happening.
No, fuck that. I'm going to jump right in. Dude, it's a tad darker or a much darker place. Fuck yeah. Put Vampiro back in it. Yeah. Yep.
It's turned back to Lucha Combat. With really Lucha Combat as now Mil Muertes watches over everybody on his throne like Shao Kahn.
Yes.
And Katrina is the new head.
For right now.
Yes. And so let's jump right into the first match. The first match was the Gift of the Gods Championship. King Cuerno versus Phoenix. Phoenix wanted a shot at Mil Muertes' title, as with the Gift of the Gods, you need a week to promote.
Yep.
But Katrina said she had a match for Phoenix tonight with King Cuerno.
For the title.
Right, for the Gift of the Gods Championship. And a damn good match.
Dude, King... that fucking finish.
Oh, yeah. King Cuerno, his... goofy outfit is still goofy. I'm sorry. It is still fucking
dude, it
goofy.
Got even more goofier.
It got goofier. And Phoenix came out. He had more tattoos.
Yes.
And, all right, a sidebar quick. I never thought I would say this about, like, oh, a season for wrestling. You know, like, wrestling can't do seasons. Wrestling can do seasons. Because with this show off the air for, like, I think it was a couple months or whatever... it made you long for it. So when the first show came back, you were like, oh my God, thank God. And you were so pumped and so hyped for it. It's something WWE can learn.
Yes. Hey, you know that time between December, November? Yeah.
They should basically, after the Survivor Series, they should basically take a month off.
Yeah.
And go right into promoting for the Royal Rumble in January.
That would be an idea.
Yeah. Like, basically give them the holidays off. Give the wrestlers the holidays off.
Let them heal.
Yeah, let them heal. Like, January. Like, even have your first show back be the Royal Rumble. Just have, like, vignettes that the wrestlers cut.
That'd be awesome. Just, like, a 3-hour Raw of... wrestlers just being like, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble.
It'd be a lot better than actually the shitty wrestling, so, you know. Not a 3-hour Raw, just like have 1 hour or 2 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So, yes, seasons for wrestling can work. And it was awesome. So, the Gift of the Gods Championship, King Cuerno and Phoenix pick up right where they left off.
Yes.
Just amazing, like, athleticism. Jim Cornette, you know, bitched about it, but fuck him.
Yep.
He's lost in his, like, you know, he's still, you know.
Still fapping to the Rock and Roll Express, or Midnight Express.
Yeah, he's still fapping to 80s Smoky Mountain Wrestling, okay?
Oh, God. I've watched half an episode of Smoky Mountain.
It's hard sometimes. It's hard, and then sometimes it makes sense, and sometimes it's just hard to watch. It's a mix.
Yes, it is.
So, yes. So then we have the move that you alluded to. King Cuerno did a modified pile driver where he had...
a packaged tombstone pile driver?
Yes, it was a packaged tombstone. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And it looked sick.
Oh.
That one you might want to tuck your chin.
Yes.
Don't tuck your chin for the Styles Clash. Tuck your chin for this.
Yes.
So the thrill of the hunt now is, I don't know what they're going to call that. He needs to come up with something. So King Cuerno wins the Gift of the Gods Championship. And backstage, Katrina says, remember our deal. And here comes goofy King Cuerno in the hat.
A cowboy hat.
Yep, cowboy. He's like, Mil Muertes is nothing to worry about. And then he gave that off look like, maybe, maybe not. But, again, Katrina appears and disappears.
Yep.
So, and then we have another segment where our favorite dysfunctional trio, Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, and Angelico, appears and say, basically, we want to go for the titles. And Katrina says, Mil Muertes has something else in mind. A number one contenders match, all three of them versus each other. Where the number one contender will get a shot at the Lucha Underground Championship and Mil Muertes later. After the match, basically. So, the number one contenders match come, and it's great to finally see Ivelisse healthy.
Yes. It was. It was great to see her health.
You are cutting out
if
there.
If shit happens, they have a longer time. Huh?
You were cutting out a little bit there.
Oh, sorry. What I was saying is that's why seasons work so well, because shit happens during the season, you get injured. Well, you push through that season, and then you get a, what was it, like 3 months off?
Yeah. And Ivelisse had a fucked up. Yeah, Ivelisse had a fucked up leg for like half the season.
Yeah.
And Son of Havoc looked good, and Helico looked good, and they all just looked really fresh and crisp. Ivelisse hit some nice Hurricanranas. And
yes, she did.
Yes, and the end of the match came when Son of Havoc had Angelico basically dead to rights. He was going for the Shooting Star Press. And Ivelisse basically crotched him.
Yep.
And then she rolled him up. Rolled up Angelico, 1-2-3. Ivelisse is your number one contender. Some part of me thinks that might have been a little bit of a nod to Kimberly being the Chikara Grand Champion. I will never say Princess Kimberly. She's Kimberly.
Yes.
I will never say the princess part. No, sorry. She is Kimberly. And that's that. So then, Ivelisse, probably it wasn't that way, because probably these guys, probably Lucha Underground had this in the can probably months in advance.
Yeah.
So, it's just the timing.
Yeah.
Some people might notice it. Who knows? So, Ivelisse versus Mil Muertes. And the Disciples of Death come and remove Son of Havoc and Angelico from the temple.
Yes.
So we have a one-on-one match. And Ivelisse tried the best she could, but basically Mil Muertes just beat the crap out of her.
Yep.
Hit her with a flatliner. 1-2-3. And then you wanted Katrina to do the look of death. Katrina motioned towards Mil to pick her up again. And hit her with another. He was about to hit her with another flatliner. And that's when craziness happened as Prince Puma came out and saved her. And Mil Muertes was like, what the hell? Da da da. And then, Pentagon Jr.
Yes.
Yes, he basically does the backstabber and goes to the arm collector. And maybe breaks Mil's arm? I don't think he broke his arm, but...
No, I think it was just a way to get some heat on Pentagon Jr.
Or like pop. Or yeah. Pop on him, because Pentagon is becoming a face.
To get him over.
Yeah, Pentagon's becoming a baby face.
Yes.
Like crazy. Pentagon Jr. is becoming a baby face like crazy.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, now, alright, so, there's another part, which is these guys looking for the temple. They run into Black Lotus. Black Lotus brings them to a brick wall thing or whatever. It says temple. And we see our homeboy, Dario Cueto.
Yes.
And he's like, you're looking for underground fighting. You came to the right place. And the guy says something, and Black Lotus basically ninjas him right in the freaking balls.
Oh, yes.
And then an elbow.
Who's the fighters?
Yes. And then he basically said, you want to, yes, we have violence, $20. $20.
Dario Cueto, greatest, Cueto, best promoter in the game.
You want fight? $20. Put it in my hand. Ha 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 ha. So then we have, so then they basically go in, like, who's fighting? He's like, you are.
You are.
And then you basically have Matanza rip him apart.
Exactly.
And that's where we end. So let's look ahead to the next episode of Lucha Underground, which will be...
I'm actually parked, so I can actually help look this up.
All right, which will be coming, up on El Rey on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and the replay is at 9 o'clock. So if you're a comic book nerd, you can watch Arrow and then watch the replay.
Yep.
Just stay off the Twitter.
Exactly.
But if you're watching Arrow, you're staying off the Twitter anyway, because you're enamored in Arrow.
And we make bad decisions.
Yes. And a quick thing I found out through like some of the rumors and news that they will be visiting Oliver Queen in the future on Legends of Tomorrow. And he will have the goatee and have one arm. Future Oliver Queen. Basically looking like the Oliver Queen in Dark Knight Returns. That's fucking badass.
Yes.
So, and then there's another hint that Captain Cold is looking at a glowing green rock. So Superman has to be in this TV universe. Sorry.
Yes, he does.
Yes, we're getting our nerdy shit out now. So whatever. As we're looking up, looking forward to the next episode of Lucha. I'm thinking Pentagon will have hell to pay.
Well, I know the main event is Prince Puma and Pentagon is tag teaming.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that Mil Muertes and Katrina are going to make Pentagon's life a living hell.
Oh, yes. Wait a second.
Yeah. And we have
Johnny Mundo versus Killshot.
Oh.
Mac versus PJ Black, possibly.
Okay.
And Pentagon and Puma facing the Disciples of Death, and a handicap match.
3-on-2.
Yep.
The Puma and Pentagon are going to have hell to pay, and I have a feeling that Mil Muertes is not going to be as hurt as everybody thinks he is.
Oh no.
They're going to do something, and it's looking good.
Oh yeah, they're building Mil Muertes to be a badass. How much more badass is a move that broke people's arm, barely injuring the champ?
Yeah. And after, so also coming on We Want Blood, we will have our preview of CZW's anniversary show 17 and WSU 9.
Yeah.
That'll be on the next week's show. And the Hardcore Roundtable will also have their... our preview for CZW 17, which will ought to be interesting.
Yes, it will.
It's always going to be interesting. Trust me, this is a show you're going to want to hear. It's going to be pretty damn awesome. Again, it's going to be on PW Ponderings.
Yes, it will.
And you can actually use the PW Ponderings
promo code
on CZW Studios and get yourself a free month.
And what's better than a free month?
Especially at CZWstudios.com. Not much.
Free it's like getting a...
Yeah, free.
If it's free, it's
awesome.
For me.
Yes, if it's free, it's for me. Definitely so. We have a lot of good wrestling to look forward to. And since... Well, I guess we might as well just end the show quick. Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All right. And in the next segment, you will hear Christina do the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
I forgot about that part. This is what happens when you do like two segments in different days.
3 days?
Yeah. God damn it. So we'll have that. So let's break for our Royal Rumble and Raw reviews with Christina Pepe from the Hardcore Roundtable. How about some hardcore? Posted up 20 feet with your hip on your hip, ready to flip whenever you empty your clip. Dip, grip your side, kick, you got skill. Your best
panic like you want a conversation. I packed my cat and I got the stage strapped. I bust mine, don't try to sneak up on me from behind. Don't sleep, I get deep when I creep. I see right now and I got to show you it ain't nothing sweet. Go get your motherfucking hammer and act like you want drama. I send a message to your mama. Hello, did you know your one son left? I am licensed to kill and he has been marked for death. He's up the hill in the back of the building with two in the dome. I left him stiff on in the
dome. How about some hardcore?
Yeah, we like you raw.
How about some hardcore?
Yeah, we like you raw.
Hey.
Hey.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, let me see if this is recording. Yes, it's recording. Yes.
Good thing to check first this time.
Yeah, it didn't work last time. I was like, oh, crap.
I know, it sucks.
Because that was a fun podcast.
It was very good. All right, where are we at here?
Tyler, you just sounded really low to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of far away from the mic.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, get up on each other like gay lovers. It's not going
to
happen.
Oh, my God. Well, I need to be able to hear the kid.
So okay.
This is We Want Blood, not We Are Billy and Chuck.
Oh, my God. All
right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear him?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
you. All right, so let me get into it. And we are back. We're going to talk of the WWE Royal Rumble, which happened this past Sunday, which was weird because it was also Championship Sunday. And we're here with Christina Pepe, who is part of the Hardcore Roundtable with me, Hack, and Pods, a.k.a. Mr. Matt.
Yes,
Mr. And
hey, guys.
Say it again.
I said, hey, guys.
There you go. And we have a show that will be bi-monthly on pwponderings.com. So check that out. It will be all CZ dub and some deathmatch stuff as well.
On Point Wrestling.
Yeah. All right.
On Point Wrestling, yes. For On Point Wrestling.
Of course, On Point. All right, so let's break down the Rumble. We start off with the pre-show with a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match to qualify for the Royal Rumble match between Mark Henry and Jack Swagger and Darren Young and Damian Sandow, the Dudley Boys, and the Ascension. And Mark Henry and Swagger win, which everybody expected.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that. Didn't really care. Saw that Jack Swagger and Mark Henry won. Like, yay! I wonder how Mark Henry's going to get thrown out of the Rumble. Because guess what? He's a big guy. Oh my goodness, it's so impressive you can eliminate Mark Henry.
Not really.
No. He went out like a jobber.
He went out like a jobber.
I think Mark Henry's day is definitely coming on.
Oh, it's been gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last time he was relevant was whenever he wrestled John Cena because people thought he was actually retiring and then he turned heel.
And Jack Swagger hasn't been relevant since Swagger 420.
Swagger 420.
Yes.
Where he was the racist and Alberto Del Rio was the real American.
Yeah, so let's get on with the Rumble. All right, so match one. The Rumble opened hot with a last man standing match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Dean Ambrose defended against Kevin Owens, and this was awesome.
Definitely match of the night.
I think so too, match of the night.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that as well, match of the night. I think it was everything that I expected it would be. I knew it was going to be a really good match.
Yeah.
The finish was creative as well.
Oh, it was awesome.
Both men looked strong.
Yes. They looked strong.
They both always bring 100% to the table.
Oh, yeah. My one mini gripe was the finish. I knew they were going to use the two tables. But for Dean Ambrose to just push Owens off and not do a move through it, I was like, eh. But it's a mini gripe.
Yes. It still was awesome, different. When's the last time you saw a last man standing match in WWE and like that?
True.
So it was a creative finish.
they incorporated those the stacked tables. I wasn't sure how they were going to incorporate it, but I'm satisfied with it.
I thought there might have been a little bit of an ECW moment there, where Dean would have grabbed like a lighter fluid and lit the bottom one on fire.
Oh, actually, I do have to say this. This is something my brother said because he watched it before I did because I was at work. When Dean snapped the kendo stick in half, he said he almost expected him to start stabbing Owens in the head with it because he's been watching so much CZW.
Yes, it's no longer Ambrose, it's Mox.
Yep, a little bit of Mox coming out there.
Mox is trying to do the Masada.
Yeah, Mox trying to do Masada there.
Wait, this isn't skewers. It doesn't work.
Masada did it with a... Masada did it with a stick. Tournament of Death.
That's right.
Remember when he started stabbing Arrow Boy with it?
Oh,
with
yes.
A broken stick? Yeah.
Excellent.
Next we had The New Day. Big E and Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods take on the Usos for the WWE Tag Team Championship. I have to defer to you because I was watching the game. I was watching the game.
I didn't really... The match was what it was. New Day wins. But the funny part was New Day does what the New Day does best and cut a promo before the...
That's the only part I watched. I watched the promo before and then I said the hell with the match. Like, New Day is like... You watch for the promo, basically.
Yeah, and like, the promo was great. Match was what it was. It was kind of weird. The match, the New Day winning clean.
Yeah.
They like won clean as a whistle. Nuso didn't see the tag. Tried to pin Kofi. But Big E was the legal man. And big ending. 1-2-3. New Day's retain.
Yeah, what did you think of the match?
I only watched part of the match as well. I thought it was a decent match. I'm surprised at the ending as well, because you do almost expect at this point for the New Day to pull some sneaky stuff. So yeah. A clean ending for them was different, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, it put the New Day over, but the thing is, they needed to inject some life into the tag team division. Like I said before, they should have a social outcast team.
Yeah.
Go, because they have four.
Be a part of the division.
Wait, what?
Have the social outcasts actually be a part of the division.
Yeah.
And, like, because if you look at NXT and what they do with the tag team division, they have, like, what, four or five legit teams that have been teaming up?
Yeah, well, you know, the WWE already buried the Ascension. Which sort of killed the division.
They were buried the moment they started. I was really disappointed in that.
Welcome to the Wasteland.
Because of how hot they were in NXT, and then they just came in totally... It was such a dud in WWE.
Dude, they were... I didn't like them in NXT. They were just...
In NXT, they were so mega over.
They were over, but they sucked so bad.
They were the yelling Neanderthal guys. That's what they were.
Like, but 2 second matches. Like, come on.
Hey, you know how many awesome wrestlers back in the 90s and the 80s were built on 2 second matches?
That's true.
You shut your fool mouth, boy.
Mm-hmm. I guess they did bring in the goodness that is jobbers.
Yes, Hack loves his jobbers. He loves his greenies.
I love my greenies and jobbers. Give me greenies or give me death.
Greenies and jobbers, greenies and jobbers.
That would be my entrance theme.
That would be a great entrance theme, maybe. Yes. So let's just move on to the United States Championship match. Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio. Yeah, that's right. I can do it.
Yeah, I can't roll my arms.
You try to do it, you sound like Chewbacca.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. And somebody of Hispanic descent, that is definitely a compliment.
I'm not of Hispanic descent.
Well, I thought you might have been. Sorry.
The last name can be deceiving, but I'm Italian.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows.
I feel dumb now.
It's okay.
Welcome to my world.
But at least I don't have a dumbass gimmick where, like, you know, I'm the 184th greatest man that ever lived.
That's true.
So I don't get knocked in ranking.
That's true. I didn't think my gimmick through.
Yeah. Totally didn't.
But still a fun gimmick. So fuck you. Let's continue.
Yeah, my gimmick is Trips was right.
That's true. His gimmick is...
And I've been right. All the time, mostly. Okay, so Kalisto took on Alberto Del Rio. I could do the Alberto
still was impressive.
Yes, let's talk about the match.
Okay, talking the match, I am so glad that Kalisto has the title.
Yes, because, like, they faked it on Raw, and then he had the title for what, like, not even 24 hours?
Yeah.
He got the Christian.
Yeah, he got the Christian. The Christian! Yes. It is We Want Blood and we are back and, like, we're not sick anymore, so all of the fun stuff's coming out.
Yes. And we get to talk Lucha.
Yes. Lucha.
And it does make sense because we are talking about Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio was in Lucha Underground.
Yes.
How's that for a segue?
Well, not anymore. There's nobody for Tejano to take on anymore.
That's true.
Where's Tassel Boy? But anyway, let's talk about Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio. This was a damn good match. I'm happy Kalisto won. I've seen him on the indies as Samurai Del Sol. And I love that they let him keep the Salida Del Sol as his finish.
This is a great finish.
Yeah, and Del Rio and Kalisto went tit for tat. Very good. And Kalisto won, and that was the right move.
Yeah.
It was the right move, but it does put Del Rio in limbo, I guess, because if anybody with a brain that saw Kalisto versus Neville, that match was awesome, and that match should be part of a feud between Kalisto and Neville for that title.
Agreed. And, like...
I agree.
There is a rumor going around that Del Rio and both him and Sheamus are injured.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Say that again?
There's a rumor that Del Rio and Sheamus, or as Santino would say, Sheamus. Sheamus.
God, are we back in 2010?
Why not?
We talked about the Christian.
WWE was better back then anyway, so.
That's when I started watching.
Yeah. It's getting better now, finally. But, yes, Del Rio and Sheamus are supposedly injured, but that's a rumor.
Yeah.
I did see a picture of Sheamus with a cast on his arm or his wrist, something of the sort, so I don't know.
There might be truth to it. There might be truth to it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Divas Championship, which the Divas division has been hot since Charlotte won the title.
Other than holding Pattern City with Nikki.
Oh,
hey, let's
God.
Bury AJ.
With, that was basically the world's worst title reign record ever. Nobody cared. Except WWE making sure that, you know, they got rid of it from AJ.
Right.
Yeah, so we had Charlotte versus Becky Lynch in the continuing of the program. Charlotte with Ric Flair, of course. And this was a damn good match. I was very happy with this match. I thought Becky might have won it, but introducing Sasha Banks into it, sort of having her break from Team Bad, I guess eventually, because the way that she's getting face pops like crazy.
Yeah.
And I like how they teased the BFFs for the NXT people going, oh my God, the BFFs are back. Where's Summer? And then all of a sudden... They fought.
Yeah.
I was not sure how I felt at first about Charlotte, you know, with her father, you know, like, interjecting in the matches, but I think it's the only logical way to go that Charlotte was going to turn heel.
Yeah, because that's the only way Charlotte could turn heel, really. I mean, like, they did it with the BFFs, but again, that was with Sasha and Summer Rae. I don't think Charlotte has enough, like, charisma or mic skills to hold, like, to basically keep, you know, hold a heel turn by herself.
Right. And who better than one of the greatest heels of all time in Ric Flair?
Yeah, and then she does, like, everything from the Ric Flair book. Like, everything is just cheesy 80s NWA heel.
Yes. Somewhere Jim Cornette is masturbating to that. The 80s are back.
When he's not, so he's whacking off to that when he's not, you know, typing about how much he hates Lucha Underground.
Yes.
All right.
I just have to note as well, it's definitely worth a mention. Just, I think that Becky Lynch is one of the most talented wrestlers in the Divas division today.
Yeah.
And I think that having Sasha gone, having Nikki gone, it was the right idea to put the spotlight on her a little bit and kind of tell her story. And I think that was the right move to make. And I can't wait until she actually has the title, because she deserves it.
Yeah, Becky has, like, an amazing story. There's a lot of things that people can get with her about. I like that a lot. Was it? The steampunk thing, I don't know how that's going to work completely as a champion. I think, like, they may have to, like, refine it a little bit.
Right.
But I think it's cool. She's different. She's not fitting the mold. A little bit of a little bit of an AJ Lee style in the way of not fitting the Divas' typical mold. And that's another reason why I like her so much.
Yeah, if WWE is smart for WrestleMania, they should attempt to redo the one of the best matches from last year of NXT. But instead of Bayley, because Bayley's going to be in NXT for a while, have Charlotte versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks versus Paige for the title.
But elimination.
I like elimination style.
I agree. I think elimination style for that match, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it's like you're giving the Divas the spotlight more on WrestleMania because there's not going to be like the match it was.
And who else on the Divas roster deserves a WrestleMania moment? No one other than those four.
Those four are the ones, but, you know, they might push Nikki Bella or something like that.
Nikki's out injured.
Thank God.
No. Well, she almost had a bad neck injury from the dick.
All right, I'm not saying thank God. Like, thank God she got hurt like that. Like, thank God she's out.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, thank God she's out so the spotlight can be put on other wrestlers.
Even though Nikki Bella can work with them, because it's like, but the thing is, where's Natty? Like, they should really start pushing Natty in that role, too.
Yeah, she's definitely underutilized.
Natty's been underutilized like crazy.
Yeah.
So, as most people from We Want Blood know, I could talk about the Divas Division forever.
Yes.
So we better move on to the Royal Rumble match. One versus all. And, alright, I have to admit, this is hilarious, that the beginning, the intro and all that of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view reminded me, I think it was of Mortal Kombat for the reboot they did for Xbox.
Oh, yes.
Or also even Mortal Kombat, the last one.
The DC.
No, not Mortal Kombat DC. It was the one where they had, like, they showed, like, almost statues of everybody fighting, like, this and that and this and that. And they had one guy, two guys, like, all the statues and shit. It just reminded me of Mortal Kombat. It made me laugh.
Yes.
Yes.
It's good to laugh.
Yes. So, of course it is. And laughing is a reaction. for anybody that does dating profiles or whatever, if you list laughing as an interest, I will constantly laugh at you and make fun of you, because laughing is not an interest. Laughing is a reaction. Unless you're studying laughter, then it's an interest.
So study laughter.
Yes, so the star flies by, the more you know.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that is, watch 80s NBC on YouTube.
And this is the public service announcement. We want blood.
And Triple X. That's right.
Well, now that that's been cleared up regarding laughter and what it really is.
Yes, it's what it is. I hate it. I hate that when somebody says, what are your interests? I like laughing. Everybody likes laughing. There's nobody goes like, man, I hate laughing. Laughing sucks. I hate it so bad.
Yes, let's get back to talking about the Royal Rumble.
Okay, fine. Party Pooper.
Party Poopa.
You got a Party Poopa. All right, so one versus all, we already know that number one was Roman Reigns. Or Roman Reigns, he's just a cool dude. Roman Reigns, he's got an attitude. Okay, that's enough of that. And number two was our favorite guy, Rusev Machka. As he, you know, probably yelled at something at Roman Reigns, and I'm like, Reigns. Something.
He loves doing his Roman Reigns or Rusev.
Yes, go back into the annals of We Want Blood and you will see a ton of Rusev. I think I might do another Best of We Want Blood, like the impressions.
Do you want to quit?
Do you want to quit? You want to quit? John Cena, please quit. Please quit. Because we were talking about the I Quit match between Cena and Rusev and how when Cena passed out and they still didn't say I quit, they still didn't end the match. I'm like, so basically Rusev could have killed John Cena, like ran him through with a sword, and it's still, the match would still continue. According to WWE logic.
Yes. Now.
Pretty much. I'm glad that the Rumble started off with those two, Roman Reigns and Rusev, because that's how the Rumble ended last year.
Yeah, I like that.
That's true.
Well, if that's the case, then Curtis Axel should have been number two, because he was still in the Rumble.
That's true. But he was number five, but last year he was number six.
Yeah, but again, Curtis Axel should have been in the Rumble. So, Roman Reigns and Rusev started out, and then Roman basically throws out Rusev. With 1:30 left to go, we wait, and we're thinking, what could be number three? Number three is the phenomenal AJ Styles finally making his way to the WWE.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I freaked out.
It was about damn time. I freaked out. I was like, holy shit, it's AJ.
It's like I love the rumors, and then like WWE constantly being like, hey, we have AJ Styles.
And the thing
or
is,
do we?
They kept his real name. They kept the phenomenal gimmick. They kept all of that. That was great. I was very happy about that. And AJ lasts 27 minutes and 53 seconds in the Rumble.
And who is he eliminated by?
Kevin Owens.
Which, if you're going to have AJ Styles in the Rumble that long, you need somebody to eliminate him. Who better than somebody you want to get over as a heel that indie fans won't be like, oh, WWE's just typical WWE booking and bearing your guy.
They bring Owens over and they get him over as a dick heel. More.
Exactly. Welcome to WWE and throws him out.
Yes.
Yes, I thought that was the perfect person. If there was going to be anyone, it was going to be Kevin Owens.
Yeah, totally. And then we had Tyler Breeze get thrown out by Styles and Reigns. Sorry.
Then Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel, finally!
Royal Rumble.
That he never lost last year.
Yes.
He was still in the Rumble. He was in the Rumble for 370-something days. Some shit like that.
And then 1 minute.
And then in 1 minute, he gets thrown out by AJ Styles. Well, not a good showing for Curtis Axel.
Nope.
And then number five, we break down the walls with Chris Jericho. Oh, number six. We break down the walls with Chris Jericho. Who lasted 50 minutes and 50 seconds. Eliminated one guy Kofi Kingston, and was finally eliminated by Dean Ambrose, which could set up something.
Yes.
All right. Next, we had Kane, who his better days have gone way...
Wait, Kane was in there for 18 minutes and
34
seconds? Yeah. I don't even remember him in the Rumble. I remember him coming out, and then...
I don't remember Kane in the Rumble.
And then I remember him getting eliminated by Braun Strowman, but other than that, I don't remember it.
Yeesh.
Not a very memorable showing for Kane.
No. And then we had Goldust, who got eliminated by Titus O'Neil. Then we had Ryback get eliminated by, well, you know who. Kofi got eliminated by Jericho. Titus O'Neil
got eliminated by Jericho, which you didn't even see because we were too preoccupied. The cameras were too preoccupied with what was going on outside the ring with Roman basically being jumped by the League of Nations.
Yeah, which that's the worst part of the Rumble.
Yeah.
I wanted to actually be watching the Rumble and not be watching the sideshow that was Roman Reigns being jumped. I was like, okay, can we get back to the Rumble now?
Or at least do split screen.
Yes, let's scroll back up here quick. They say Roman Reigns was in the Rumble 59 minutes and 50 seconds. Bullshit. Roman was in the Rumble for about, let me see, at that point, when Kofi got eliminated, about 25 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
And then he was sent to the back.
Right,
for about 20
right.
minutes. And then he came back out around, what was it, 22?
Mm-hmm.
Around 20, wait, let me see. He came back after Brock Lesnar got eliminated. Yeah, so basically...
Brock came back right after Brock Lesnar got eliminated.
Yeah, basically he came back after Jack Swigger. Jack Swigger.
No, he doesn't swig.
He came back after The Miz went in the Rumble. So anyway, yeah, that was crap. It was a bunch of crap, and like, they're trying to get this guy over. That's not doing it. That's not.
It's not, no.
No, I agree.
So then, yeah, Titus O'Neil. Then we had R-Truth. Think he was in the Money in the Bank ladder match. For some reason.
Yes. That's right. Now I do remember Kane.
Yeah, and Kane's like, what are you doing?
He's like, Kane throws him out.
He's like, I thought with Money in the... And Kane throws him out and then throws the ladder out.
Yes.
And he's just like, what the hell is wrong with you? Classic comedy spot.
And did Kofi do anything ridiculous to avoid elimination this year?
He got thrown out, and he basically landed on Big E's shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then they had the new Dave Rouse, and then they put him back up, and then Jericho threw him out anyway. So it was a big, you know, hubbub for nothing. Next we had Luke Harper. Then we had Stardust. Big Show. Neville. So Luke Harper gets thrown out by Brock Lesnar. Stardust gets thrown out by Luke Harper. The Big Show gets thrown out by Braun Strowman.
Okay, Taz.
Yes, that's a hack. I hacked Taz, sorry. But I held it out longer.
That's true.
What can I call him? Strowman's Bread? Braun Strowman Baker? No, I can't do that. It's stupid. Brawny Strowman?
Brawny
Strowman, like, not toilet paper.
Like paper towels.
Yes, paper towels, not toilet paper. That's Charmin.
I guess you got tweeted at by Charmin once.
You got tweeted at by Charmin for what?
Making them the official sponsor of the Batiri for their toilet paper needs.
Okay.
Random fact by hack.
Alrighty, yes, this is back when you were Mr. Chikara.
That's
Boy, was that a long time ago. So we have Brawny Strowman. All they need to do is cut, like, his beard and give him that big mustache. And he's the brawny guy. Or, yeah, Giant Wyatt. There we go. Giant Wyatt.
Giant Wyatt, I like
it. Giant Wyatt, there it is. Giant Wyatt, that's his name right there. And then we had Kevin Owens. And he eliminated about... Well, he eliminated AJ Styles in the dick move that Owens did. And as soon as he did the AJ pose.
Yes. Oh. And I still
complete
say...
Complete with Bullet Club gun.
Yes. You do have, we do have to say this as a little bit of a side note. The first, whenever I first met Chris, was at a House of Hardcore show.
Yeah.
Which the main event was AJ Styles
versus Kevin Steen.
Oh, wow.
And it was great.
Yes.
It was one of the last really awesome House of Hardcore shows.
And it was extremely, extremely funny.
Yes. All right, so next we had Kevin Owens come in. We're going to get to him later. Dean Ambrose came in and had an awesome showing at the Rumble. He only eliminated one guy, but he lasted for 29:36 as Dean Ambrose was getting the shit kicked out of him for most of the show. But after Owens came in, big surprise, Sami Zayn makes his WWE pay-per-view debut. Whoa. And eliminates Kevin Owens. So, which I believe is going to start leading to Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Probably after Fastlane.
I loved Kevin Owens' reaction when he saw Sami come out.
Yes, he was shocked. He was like, no! No, it can't be! It can't be!
I injured him!
I injured him! I got him for dead! I left him behind! And
so sad.
And Sami came in, a house of fire. Like, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, I'm saying it, I called it on Manny Off the Hook. I said, Owens, Zayn, I quit match. You give Zayn the rub, Zayn wins, and you have Owens do, like, the Tim Donst thing, like, have him go for something, like, oh, I quit. It's not worth it. Because Donst reminds me a little bit of, like, Kevin Steen.
Yeah?
He's bulletproof.
Yeah, Donst reminds you of Kevin Steen, like, with promos a little bit.
Hmm.
And just the way he's, like, a dick heel. Okay, I guess nobody sees it. Moving on. Eric Rowan was in next, eliminated by Brock Lesnar. Mark Henry, in his big thing that he won to get in the Royal Rumble, only lasted 30 seconds.
Yep.
Eliminated by Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan.
But if you look at Jack Swagger, he lasted half as long as Mark Henry and 15 seconds.
Yeah, but he was eliminated by Brock Lesnar, so, you know. Brock Lesnar came in and started eliminating people, four people. He lasted 8 minutes and 13 seconds.
Which was kind of surprising to me. I mean, Brock Lesnar being Brock Lesnar, I did expect him to be around for a little bit longer.
I expected him to be near the end.
Yeah.
But who knows, right? And then we had Jack Swagger get eliminated by Brock Lesnar in 15 seconds. Then The Miz came out and decided to do color commentary when nobody wanted to hear him in the first place.
Oh, yes.
But he was funny. He kept saying,
I'm going to go in.
I'm going to go in. A true champion bides his time. You don't know. And then as soon as they throw Brock Lesnar out, the time is now. Such a dick.
Classic Miz.
Yes, classic Miz. Who was then thrown out by Roman Reigns. Then we had Alberto Del Rio get thrown out by Roman Reigns, who magically was coming back. You know, after... All right, here's a new rule. If you're taken to the back, you should have 5 to 10 minutes in the Rumble if, like, you're taken out. If you're taken to the back for medical attention, they should have a clock, 5 to 10 minutes. If you don't make it back within 5 to 10 minutes, you're out.
crown. Yeah.
Eliminated.
That's a good...
Yeah. And Brock Lesnar was eliminated by Strowman, Harper, and Rowan. And Bray Wyatt, and basically, they returned after being eliminated to eliminate Brock Lesnar, which... It's sort of weird that, but, you know, there's no rules, so...
Why so, not? There is one funny thing we have to talk about when Roman Reigns was eliminated and the Rusev splash and Rusev taking the monitor back with him.
Yeah.
Just, like, it was just utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, Rusev grabs the monitor, like, this is my monitor now.
Yes.
That was entertaining.
This is my monitor now, Lana, wedding gift. Oh, there you Rusev, go. Thank you very much. Wedding gift. There you go. I make a ring out of it. I don't know.
And then what did he say on Twitter? He's the TV champion.
Or something like that, yeah.
Something of the sort.
I am TV champion. All right.
He's like, I made history.
Yes. Next we have Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt. Eater of Worlds come in and do nothing, really. Except get, like, Brock Lesnar out. Then we had Ziggler in, to where everybody's thinking, maybe this is the year Ziggler gets the push. And boy, were you mistaken.
No.
Then Sheamus came in. And then finally, at 30, Triple H, the game, came in the ring to wrestle the Royal Rumble. All right, I'm done with it. And your winner is Triple H, won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Now, one thing that I was glad about is that it did not come down to Triple H and Roman Reigns. I was glad about that. I thought it gave Dean... It could have given Dean such a great opportunity if he had won the Rumble, but, I mean, we knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you were thinking maybe Dean turns on Roman and wins the Rumble. But then, as they said in on a SmackDown thing, it's like they're friends. So how is Dean going... How are they going to turn Dean heel? And the other thing is, Dean is just cool personified.
Yes.
You can't turn him heel. Like, man, he's too cool.
But everyone loves him as babyface, so... I don't think he's going to be turned heel anytime soon, but...
And even if he did turn heel, the fans would just go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd boo Roman Reigns.
So I do have the Roman, or not Roman.
The Rusev tweet.
At Lana WWE, go make history. And I did. I took the TV monitor. Therefore, I'm the new TV champion.
There you go.
Roman and Dean didn't do anything. The table was my enemy.
Roman didn't do anything. The table was my enemy. Oh my god.
How did it feel to be powerbombed through tables by my babies, Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns? That's what they are, babies, and babies can't hurt me. Milk is for babies.
Oh god. Rusev Twitter is great, dude. What was it? Somebody said that. He's like, did you even watch the show? Do you even watch the show?
Vince the man's man. He knows how to hug. Not like it at its Bailey WWE. Hashtag Milk is
for babies. Okay. So
there is another good...
What? Come on, hurry it up.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Come on, Rusev. Podcasts are so cool, bro. You can make up all kinds of stories, and it's like world news. Great reporters. Hashtag America. Hashtag believe. Hashtag sheep. But before you hear it on some guy podcast, Atlanta WWE did not break WWE Sheamus' arm. But I'm sure it's going to be her fault anyways.
And
what was this one? This just in. Breaking news. Atlanta WWE injured Del Rio. Reasons are unknown. I don't know what heat is, but she has so much of it.
I had... That is a part of the show where we read random WWE superstars tweets.
And now we read random superstars tweets. So let's move on. Because she's running short on time. I imagine.
Well,
all right?
I'm cool for right now, but...
All right.
We're good.
We're going to try to get through this. Let's move on to Raw.
Was actually
decent.
Entertaining.
Well, of course we watched the 90-minute Hulu version.
True.
I did not watch Raw.
Okay, so we'll just run through it fast, and you can leave whatever comment you want, okay?
Okay.
Our opening segment proves Vince is either getting very senile or he's really into his character again.
He's like, damn that Donald Trump. He's getting all the news and headlines.
He didn't really say that. He didn't really say that. He's like, what we did, what everybody... Everybody, your hopes get dashed. You get in my ring and you get smacked under my foot, under my heel. There's some shit that he said. And then the crowd started chanting AJ Styles. He's like, who? Who? And Stephanie's like, AJ Styles.
I'd crush him anyways.
And he said something about Roman. And then Triple H came out. And Triple H basically called WWE his religion.
Yes.
And said he will be damned if Roman Reigns disrespects his religion.
Raw's respect.
Interesting.
It was a very, very good promo. I was happy with it.
Yeah.
Like, Triple H, like, you're trying to make him a heel, but what he said was just like, that's pretty awesome.
But that's what you need with heels. It's like, damn it, I hate you. And you are telling the truth, but damn it, I hate you anyways.
Yes. And then the next, our first match was Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler, and guess who does the job?
Kevin Owens. Oh, wait. He said did the job.
Yeah, he said Ziggler. The job.
When doesn't Ziggler do the job?
Yes, Ziggler proves his jobber to the stars thing again.
Surprise, surprise.
Next, we had a interview with AJ Styles. As he's about to say something, Jericho goes, oh, I know who you are. You're this and that. And then AJ got big leagued. Basically, welcome to the big leagues, kid.
Oh, yes.
And then the match was damn good. And
they teased the Styles Clash.
Yep, they teased the Styles Clash. And AJ wins with a roll-up. So, can't complain.
No, we cannot.
Next, we have Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. And Sasha gets the win with the... Well, actually, no, there was no win. Sasha was about to put on the bank statement, and Charlotte interferes and beats up both Becky Lynch and Sasha. So you're looking possibly at a three-way.
Yes.
And, I mean, three-way wrestling match, not a three-way the other way, like Ric Flair's thinking.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
My woo-hoo! Woo!
My
three-way!
Mind didn't even go there.
Three-way, I think I'm going to elbow my jacket. Woo! Yes, then, as much as some people were bitching about The Rock going over in his segment, the segment was fun. It was entertaining and was a lot better than our shitty main event.
The only thing we fast-forwarded in that entire Raw was the main event.
The main event we fast-forwarded was Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns versus Sheamus and Rusev, and we know the outcome.
Yes.
So, The Rock came out, started cutting promos, and, oh, well, there's one part where he talked about Lana. He's like, yeah, after WrestleMania, we went, at one time, we were back in the hotel, and I showed you the Wisconsin wheelbarrow, you showed me the Russian thingy, whatever it was. The funniest part was with Big Show.
Oh, yes.
Like, I was watching the Rumble, and it turns out you did win! But I won. And it turns out that like they, whoever won the Rumble was going to get cast in The Mummy Returns. So that could have been you selling out things. That could have been you.
In Fast and the Furious.
That could have been you doing this. And you setting all these records. And they just show. And he's just getting so sad. Like he's going to cry. And then he breaks a laptop.
And then, oh, that's what you do. You break things.
You break things. Yeah.
And he cries.
Yeah, and he cries. He's like, you cool, though. You did. I dig you.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, so then The Rock comes out, does the whole Miami spiel. Then the New Day comes out.
And hilarity ensues.
It was
It's awesome.
Yeah, like, New Day was just gold in this promo. With, like, Rock said that they look like you have llama penises on your head.
And llama penises.
And, New Day are like, you can't say penis on TV.
It's like, no! No! The funniest part is, like, you got gold. You got gold. I got gold. Francesca's made of gold, ladies and gentlemen. Like, New Day and Rock verbally jabbing was great.
Yes, it was entertaining. Funny.
And why WWE never gave Kofi a microphone, I don't get.
Yeah.
Because Kofi's hilarious.
But I think that was part of the reason he got so good is because he's actually enjoying what he's doing.
Yeah.
He can't do a scripted promo, I don't think.
I like it. And even if the segment did go on and they had Rock and they had the Usos come out, I mean, like, they ended it the right way. You know, Usos come out, Rock bottom some, do people's elbow. Like, before he does people's elbow, he does the U sign.
Yeah.
And it was an entertaining segment. As much as people want to bitch about The Rock, he's entertaining. And that's what Raw needed.
Yes.
And then Raw ends with Stephanie McMahon making a
triple threat,
the Fastlane announcement for the main event. It is Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
And I wonder who's doing the job in that match.
Who knows? The way they're talking about Dean Ambrose possibly turning heel, who knows?
True.
But Mania, I think it's going to be Triple H with Vince in his corner versus Roman Reigns with The Rock in his corner. And this will be Roman's coronation. The thing is, the problem with it, Roman doesn't have the theme music that really lends to, like, a good ending. It doesn't lend to a good ending, does it?
No.
Because she was at... You were at the Rumble, or not, the Raw, where Roman actually won the title.
She was at the Royal Rumble where he won the title.
Where he won the Rumble.
I was at the Royal Rumble where he won the title, and then I was at the Raw...
Well, not the title, where he actually won the Rumble.
Yes, when he won the Royal Rumble, and then when he won the title against Sheamus at Raw, I was there, and... It's funny the complete 180 that Philly pulled between the Rumble and then that Raw where he actually won the title.
But that music just doesn't lend itself to, like, you know...
He needs his own music. That was the Shield's.
Yes, intro. Like, Ambrose, like, that lends. But you can go out with that, like... You know, it's like Austin's da 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 da. It lends like that. It works. Even Rollins, you know.
Yes.
Like, it works.
I love Rollins' music. I love it.
I wish Rollins would have used the music he had in NXT, which was, I think it was, oh my god, I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh my god, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's not Alexis on Fire, it's the other one.
At least we know what it's not.
Yes, it's not Alexis on Fire. It wasn't Parkway Drive. It was, oh my god, they're from Britain.
So you know they're from Britain.
Name some bands. Like, some scene bands. That are, like, screamish type, like...
Dude,
British scene bands.
Like the hardcore style bands?
Bring Me the Horizon. Bring Me the Horizon?
It wasn't Bring Me the Horizon.
Them?
Yeah, I know them, but it wasn't them.
Somebody look it up. I'm driving. I can't.
I thought you might have, like... I thought you might name some off the top of your head.
No, I'm kind of bad at naming things off the top of my head.
Ah!
I guess that's not good from a podcast standpoint. It's okay. We'll remember it at some point.
Oh my god, I'm trying to remember the damn band. Like,
dude, you're the only one that cares about this.
All right, screw it. Because I'm trying to get technical.
Dude, we don't. We're a podcast. We don't need to get technical.
Fuck you. We do have to get technical.
His real name's Kobe Vogel.
With certain things, we should get technical.
We know that. Like, all right. In wrestling, just go to in wrestling. Entrance music. Let me see.
Flush it out. Who's our cynic?
Yeah, no. Okay, forget it. I thought. Flush it out by Blue Sarcino? Alright, yeah, that works out fine. I thought it was some other band, but I guess I was wrong.
What's the band?
Blue Sarcino. Blue Sarcino, okay. Or something like that? I thought it was this other band anyway, so whatever.
Well, now that we've figured that out, is there anything else you guys want to touch upon?
No, let's promote the Hardcore Roundtable, which will be on PW Ponderings.
If we actually record it.
We are going to record it. Dude, I have been working. I'm like, when do you have time? 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 We will record this motherfucker.
Well, last time we did the podcast, it didn't get recorded.
Yeah, because the computer decided that the stupid program didn't want to work. It needed updating before it decided to work.
So it's Roman in the Royal Rumble? Roman sleeping.
Yes, it was Roman in the Royal Rumble. Yes, the computer made me job out.
Well, hopefully that's just a one-time thing.
It is a one-time thing because I double-check, triple-check, quadruple-check everything now.
Good. Because we've got a lot to say and we want everybody to hear it.
Yes, it will be me, Triple X, or Christopher Lawrence, as me. You know me.
Tyler
Hackenberg, or Hack, whatever.
Yes.
Matt Canellis. Yes, I'm going to use his name. He's going to be pissed. More pods.
Uh-oh. And me, Christina Pepe.
That's right. And we will have the Hardcore Roundtable bi-monthly. Usually it will be before a CZW show and then after a CZW show, giving our take on it and possibly also in the preview of a CZW show, we might actually talk about an on-point show. Or an IWA Mid-South show, or any deathmatch tournament that we may see. So, we want to thank Miss Christina Pepe for giving us her time while she's driving to work.
Yes.
And she didn't die. And you didn't die, thank God.
That's always good, not dying. One of my favorite things to do.
Yes, not dying is a very good... That's a great goal.
Yes.
I've got Bluetooth, don't worry, everybody.
Yes! Everybody has these New Year's resolutions. My resolution every year is don't die.
Well, I mean, that's a good one.
I mean, eventually I'm going to fail, but when I fail, who cares? Nobody can call me out on it because I'll be dead.
Ah, jobber, you just job to death. Fuck you, I'm dead. I don't care.
Yeah, you're going to job to death too, so we all job to death. We all will job to death. Or John Cena.
Yes. John Cena gets that push.
Yes.
The only time John Cena will not kick out at 2 is against death.
I don't know. I think he may.
He may try.
It's called defibrillator. 1, 2. Death will be like, oh, hell no. I'll take the doctor. I'll take the surgeon. I'll take everybody in that damn hospital. You're going. You're jobbing. I'm like, okay. He jobs out. Or they'll have Brock Lesnar.
Suplex City.
Yep, they'll just have Brock Lesnar suplex John Cena to death. Alright, well, thank you very much.
Yes,
for your time.
You.
And,
thank you, guys. Thank you, the people that are listening.
Awesome. And Hardcore Roundtable coming at ya.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, so, you can check out the Hardcore Roundtable on pwponderings.com. Like I said before, we will have episodes. Our first episode will be up there probably within the next 2 weeks. where we'll be talking about CZW 17. And I am Triple X.
I'm H double the 142nd greenest man ever.
42nd? What'd you do? Did you, like, give yourself, like, 20, like, 40, like, points up?
Shit. Must have been the driving that really fucked with my brain. I gave myself the job. 182nd.
You're going to be 181st now. After
yes.
that.
181st.
After that, yeah, after that flubathon. Yeah, I'm just like, bad. What the hell? So, in leaving, since basically this is the first show of the new year and we handled our business, we're going to take it back to 1996, I think, from MOP's firing squad. Actually, not firing squad, MOP's First Family for Life. This is 98, sorry. And this song is called Handle Your Business. And this is the remix featuring this is the remix that DJ Premier did. So 1998's Handle Your Business by M.O.P. And I'm Triple X.
I'm H double.
And we will see you at the matches and let's see some fucking blood.
You handle your business. Can't get your grip. Can I get a witness? Ghetto people. Your dreams have now been fulfilled. Grip your steel. Handle your business. Can't get your grip. Can I get a witness? Ghetto people. Your dreams have now been fulfilled. Break out your steel. Rock. With the raw dog feeling. Ain't off the like. Terry McMillan. The cat that made the atmosphere dark is deafened. Less than a minute. The world stops spinning. The rapid fire is squad. Keep them expiring. Hard to kill. Loud wires and bombs. Fire and arms. Look, we all for it. It's a Dutch burning herbalist. Gallon drinking alcoholics. Walk through your toughest pack of goons with my chain out. Kept it real.
fucking tame.